Blog Talk Radio.
It's so important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need You to move in this place tonight. I just need You to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of
Oh,
This is Wardell Potts Jr., and we are here to praise our Heavenly Father. You know, sometimes we just need to be close. Sometimes we need to be close to Him. And, you know, guys, I mean, sometimes more than others. I mean, obviously, we want to always be close to Him, but it just feels sometimes when we're going through something, when we feel challenged spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally, you know, mentally, whatever it is we're going through, sometimes we just want to hold on, want to be a little closer, just want to feel a little more secure that God is walking with us. And that He has our back, and trust me, He does. You are Christian. You are blessed. Have you been saved? Oh, man, God has got you. He's got you. Don't worry about a thing. It's going to be okay. If you're going to worry, don't pray. But if you're going to pray, don't worry. Okay? If you're going to worry, don't pray. But if you're going to pray, don't worry. God's got you. It's all good. You have to trust Him. Give it to Him and leave it there. And so, you know, it gets difficult at times for us. Sometimes as young Christians or right there in the middle, we take in more than we think we can handle, right? We like, oh, man, what did I sign up for? And, I mean, that was part of the scriptures that my pastor Nick was preaching about today, and Mark 10:35-45, look it up, Mark 10:35-45. And so this is when James and Mark had, you know, basically said to him, to Jesus, hey, we want to ask you a question, and we want to ask you a question and we want you to answer it. You know, like, we want you to do what we want you to do. And so it's like, what? And so basically, you know, what happens is that, you know, they want it to be, they want it. Look, I want to be on the right side of you and my brother James on the left side of you when we go to heaven. We want to, you know, we want to have those seats and, you know, to be next to you. I mean, and I it's like, what's the deal here? And so Jesus says, hey, that has something to do with me. That's reserved for whoever reserved for. I have no say in that. I am here as a servant of the Lord. I am here as a servant. Father, I'm not God. I'm his son, and he sent me here as a servant. So I serve you. And that's what we all should be, serving each other, loving each other through Jesus Christ, for Jesus Christ, on behalf of our Heavenly Father. You know, and sometimes we want to get into things that are a little above us, a little bigger than we are. Like, hey, you know, we're asking for things that we really can't handle. Are you sure you want to drink out of this cup? Are you sure you want to drink out of this cup? Because, you know, there's a lot that goes on with people that are Christians. People are being crucified today because they're Christians, you know. And so when you stand up for the Lord, you know, it can be a deadly situation. So before you ask about something, a position, no matter if it's at work or if it's with our Heavenly Father, wherever it is, think about that position you're asking for, because it may be more than you can handle. You may be asking someone to be your wife or your husband, but you're not really ready for that. You need to make sure that you are prepared for what you're asking for in any situation. It can be way more than you thought it was. And I've been there with many, you know, and anyone here that may be listening, that may be business owners or, you know, people that are, you know, in charge of certain departments at work or whatever, you know, you have a lot of people underneath you. You know, sometimes you go, whoa, man, do I really want to do this? I know people today that said, you know, hey, they were going to give me a raise to go into another position, a higher position. I'm going to go from assistant manager to manager, but I don't want the job. Well, why don't you want the job? Because it's a lot more work. It's way more work than being an assistant manager, and it doesn't pay that much. You know, so just because you want a position, right, it not necessarily is the best situation for you. So you really need to think about it. And so, you know, Jesus had to put these guys in line. Like, you have no idea what you're asking for. But I want you to read that scripture. Don't forget that was Mark 10, 35 to 45. And just read it and see the story that what Jesus was sharing with these brothers. Like, you know, please, you know, make sure you know what you're asking for. Make sure, because there's so much. I mean, do you want to die on the cross? Do you want to be tortured? You know, I mean, there are a lot of people. Jesus didn't even want to do that. He did not want to, but he said, Father, if it is your will, let it be done. He was a servant all the way to his death. And I'm just so grateful that we have a Savior that will give it all up for us, that will do whatever he needs to do to be a blessing to us. It is nice when you have somebody in your corner that got your back and you don't have to worry about a thing. Wouldn't it be nice if you could marry somebody like that? That they just got you. You know, even if you make mistakes, don't worry. It's okay. I got you. It's good. It's good to feel secure in your situation, whatever it may be. And so, brothers and sisters around the world, just make sure that you know that Jesus loves you because look what he sacrificed for you. Look what he's given up for you. He is a servant. He got down and washed the feet of his, you know, and you're like, what are you doing? What are you doing? I'm cleaning the feet of my brother. That was like what you know, like one of the lowest jobs you could have back then. And for Jesus, the Son of God, to get down on his knees and wash, you know, the disciples' feet, it was like, whoa, ooh, what's going on here? But he shows how much, first of all, I love you. I love you. I want you to know I love you. It's not about me being the boss, the king, of the leader. I love you. I love you. You are, you know, this is why I'm here. My whole purpose was to come here and to save you from yourselves. And I want you to know I love you. And I'll do anything, including dying for you. And I will. And he did. And he did. And he rose from the dead. Because he is the Son of God. Because he has that power. How many people have abused him and just treated him like a piece of dirt, beat him just ragged, and he could have just used his power. He could have used his power and dropped them to the ground. How to have all that power and to have that much restraint. I mean, you're talking patience. You're talking love. You're talking determination to make sure that the Son of God lives up to what his heavenly Father put him here for. And that's to save us. And no devil, no one was going to stop him doing what he had to do. And he did it for us. So let's not second guess his love for us. Let's love him back. And the way we do that is to love each other. We need to love each other. You know, I'm going to tell you something that's on my heart. I've gone to church and I always feel like the church should be a safe haven outside of, you know, racism, political beliefs, anything like that. And when I find in the church that these things exist and it's not a safe haven, it disappoints me in my heart. Because I know that Jesus is not like that. It matters to him not at all. And I think that we need to make sure that we don't have political debates in church. And you don't know who you're breaking. You don't even know who's there. You don't know what the purpose of the person that's sitting there listening to you is. And you're breaking their spirit. Because we shouldn't be talking about those things in church. We should be talking about loving each other. And what does God have us do? And what did he do for us? And how blessed we are that we found him and he found us. And so that's just a personal thing. That has nothing to do with the teaching of God. But I just experienced that and it hurts me to my core. And I'm going to have to address it, but it's because I think that it's inappropriate because you have no idea who's in the room and why should people feel uncomfortable. Just because I look this way don't mean I am. Just because I look white don't mean I am. Just because I look black don't mean I am. Just because I look Asian don't mean I am. You know, and so, you know, you got to be careful how you judge people by the outside of, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover. You just never know. So if you just do all things in love, you're going to be in a much better place. We all are. You and the people on the other side of you, the people that work underneath you, treat them with love. Don't forget, if you as a Christian, you're walking in the name of Jesus Christ. You're walking, you're talk. And so people are looking at you as a Christian. And when they see you do things that you shouldn't do, it is making, you know, God look bad. Like, wait, this Christian thing is nothing. You're making the Christian walk look bad. So we really need to do our best to be our best and hold back those things, you know, because we don't know, and we're not here to judge and beat up on people because of their political beliefs or because of their race, their nationality. We're here to love each other despite all that stuff. Okay, so anyway, this is Wardell Potts Jr., and I thank you for tuning in today. I do want to play some music for you as well. I know I've been talking a lot. I'm pretty talkative today. But I had a great time praising God this morning. And I remember jumping up off the drums and just and holding myself as though it was God holding me. I wrapped my arms around myself. And it felt so good. I couldn't let go. And then I realized, ooh, I need to sit down. I got to start playing in a second. But it just, you know, every once in a while, just give yourself a good hug. If you need a hug and no one's there, give yourself a good hug. You know, just hold on and know everything's going to be okay. It's going to be a brighter day. You just got to hold on and do your best to be your best.
I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Ashes fall from burning dreams. Oh, never lived through times like these. Oh, if you're trying hard to breathe in the dark, in the screams don't make swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life.
Hugging myself, and I was feeling the love of Jesus holding me, and I almost forgot to sit back down and start playing on the song. But listen to this beautiful song. This is My Father's World. Check it out on Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts.
To my listening ears, all this thee before my eyes. I'll let it take my breath away. A million angels fall, face down on the floor, all to echo.
Feel very good about where you are and who you are. God made you for a reason, and you have a purpose. For my brothers and sisters who are fighting with depression because they just feel like it's useless, no, it is not over. It is not over. It's actually just beginning. It is time for you to recognize that God loves you despite the situation you see yourself in. The devil, that's all he wants you to see. He's putting blinders on you. But you need to just wash your eyes out. Get on your knees and trust your Heavenly Father that He loves you. He loves you so much, and He knows you. He knows what you're going through, and He knows what you're going to do. He knows what you're going through, and He knows what you're going to do. And everything about you, He knows. So you have no reason to have any shame in your game, because God, He made you. Okay? So this is, you know, our walk with Him is one amazing walk because He knows everything about us. He knows how silly we can be. He knows how insecure we can be. He knows where we have our strengths and our weaknesses. So we can really trust that He will navigate us in the direction through the path of righteousness for His name's sake. So feel no fear as you walk through the valley and the shadow of death, because God is with you. Trust Him in all things. He will be there and bless you. Bless you. All right. So thank you so much for taking this opportunity to hear what God has put on my heart to share with you, because you have a purpose and God needs you. He's turned so many lives around. People that were out there trying to destroy Christians, He turned them around and made them warriors for Christians. I mean, come on, look what happened to Saul. You know, He made him go blind, and he sat there and wept. And eventually God, just after so much time, maybe years, just, you know, worked with him and got him to do exactly what He needed him to do, because He could use him, because he was a warrior. But he decided, I'm going to make you a warrior for me. And he did. And so if you're out there doing things that you feel uncomfortable about, and you know what, you could turn that around. God could turn it around. But you have to give Him the opportunity. Give Him the opportunity. Trust Him. He loves you. Trust him. Oh, man, God, you're so good. Thank you so much for blessing us all. We love you. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm on a roll. How many men I didn't know. He can do it for you. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. That means what he did for another, he can do it again. That means what he did for another, he can do it again. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. It's the spirit of prophecy. It's the spirit of prophecy. That means what he did for another, he can do it again. That means what he did for another, he can do it. So we rise up.
Get up right now. Get your buns up. Let's get going. Let's not let the devil knock you down. You deserve to come from the best. You hear me? God's got you. So come on, don't let the devil knock you down. That job making you crazy. Come on, go back there. So you know what? I'm not quitting. I'm not a quitter. I'm going to fight for what's right. I'm going to let God fight on my behalf. I'm going to go do my part. And if you don't have a job, get up and go get a job. Don't sit there and just let the devil tell you you're not worth anything, because you're worth everything. You are amazing. Just the way you are. The devil is jealous of you just the way you are. So, therefore, don't listen to someone. The reason why you're down, because you know that you are you come from the King. You are a child of the King. You deserve to be blessed because you come from the best. God's here for you. He loves you, and he wants to be a blessing to you. So don't let the devil pull you down. I'm telling you, it's all good. It's all good in the hood, as they say where I come from. Oh, man, I love you guys, and I thank you again for tuning in today to Solar Records Radio. Hey, hang in there. Stay strong. It is always a glorious day when it comes down to Jesus. I will love you.
I was buried beneath my shame. Who could carry that kind of weight? It was my turn till I met you. I was breathing but not alive. All my failures I tried to hide. It was my dream,
yeah,
till I made you. You called my name, and I ran out of that grave.
is my story. This is your story. Come on, listen.
I needed rescue. My sin was heavy. The chains break at the weight of glory. I needed shelter. I was an orphan. Now you call me a citizen of heaven. Well, I was broke.
Guys, you go be blessed and have a beautiful, beautiful, a beautiful, beautiful week. And definitely you got to get out of that grave and run into Jesus' arms. It's all good. He loves you and you are so deserving of it. Trust me. It's all good in the hood, as they say. Love you guys. Take care. This is Wardell Potts Jr. Father God, we just ask you to bless our brothers and sisters around the world. Keep them safe, Father. Help them as you know what they're going through. You know them. You made them, and we trust you. We love you and appreciate you so, so very much. Thank you for the opportunity to praise you, Father, and thank you for coming to rescue us as we are suffering. And we are going through so much, but we know that you are here to pull us out of that grave. So thank you so much in advance. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you guys. Take care. Love on each other.
Not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way. I've done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me. I need you right.